Hello everyone, welcome in a special podcast on Voice from the Frontline. Maulvi Mazhar Sillet, the indomitable spirit of Khashia communities in the face of COVID-19. In the tribal village located in Maulvi Mazhar, Bangladesh, Khashia community leaders have enforced strict restriction so that no life is sacrificed during the pandemic. My reports. This is the 45th in the series of stories from Voice from the Frontlines initiative by ICAD and CDKN. Khashia, also known as Khashi, is a matriarchal ethnic group found in the Indian state of Meghalaya and northeast Bangladesh. They live a segregated life in hilly, forested villages and mostly rely on betel leaf cultivation for a livelihood. Khashias call their village Punjis, which are cluster of houses within the cultural boundary of their own community. Magursara Punji is a tribal village inhabited by the Khashia community. It is located in Kamalganj Upazila of Maulvi Mazhar district, which is an administrative region of Northeast Sillet Division, Bangladesh. In this division, there are about 90 Khashia Punji sheltering 40,000 Khashia people. During the lockdown, the Khashia community in Magursara Punji has shown extraordinary skill in following health guidelines and safeguarding their locality. Dealing with COVID-19, Jitison Pradhan Suchiang is the headman, leader of the clan of the Magursara Punjis and president of a community-based organization called Khashi Social Council, which comprises 30 headmen from different Punjis. When the first COVID-19 case of Bangladesh was identified in March, the members of the social council decided to inform their community about it. They wanted to start off by sharing leaflets with important information and precautionary measures related to COVID-19. But since many of them do not understand Bengali language, they decided to run awareness campaigns in the local language instead. We have also protected our punjis by barricading entrance with the traditional fences. We are running from one punjis to another, advising everyone to wear masks, maintain social distancing, and adhere to hygiene rules. We ourselves maintain strict hygiene and use protective gears during the campaigns, says Zidison. In each punjis, people have been put under strict restriction. Only those who are sick are able to leave to get medical assistance. Residents who have been elsewhere are asked to maintain a 14-day quarantine outside before they can enter. Not even relatives of the residents have been allowed to enter during this time. Handwritten notices were posted in the punjis to warn away visitors, including people from other punjis. Even sacks of rice and pulses bought from outside were disinfected and kept in a hut inzung to the punjis gate for a week as a precaution against the virus. Under the strict restriction, community people have stocked 3 months' worth of food and daily commodities in the punjis, and going out was only permissible if it is for medical purpose. Peeling off of goods reduced the number of visits of the vendor, and whenever they visited, they were strictly told to wear masks, he adds. For perishable goods such as fish and vegetable, they hired 2 fixed vendors who would deliver the items at selected location. After buying them, the community members were guided to wash the items properly at home. After 3 months, when the stock pile began to decrease, each family made a list of what they would need for the next month. The volunteers collected all the lists and sent them to a shop. After receipt, the products were disinfected and kept in a scheduled place for 5 days and then distributed. From January 2021, the headmen have permitted the villagers to visit the local market, but only to buy 1 month's worth of supply. They have also decided to let customers enter punjis for business purpose with proper hygiene measures. Public gatherings at religious places have also been restricted by the headmen. for the first 3 months, even priests and nuns who made regular pastoral visits to the village were not allowed. On Sundays, villagers held prayer gatherings in the village chapel. Recently, priests and nuns have been allowed to visit on a limited scale following health guidelines. Following these precautionary actions, none of these villagers have been infected. Other punjis followed the same process and people have been saved from the deadly coronavirus. Cultivation of betel leaf. Traditionally, Khasiya communities grow betel leaf on trees, which is different from plain land betel leaf cultivation. Tree-based betel leaf cultivation is a productive and sustainable agroforestry system. Following the countrywide shutdown and business closures due to the pandemic, betel leaf cultivation was put off for a month. It created an extra financial burden on the communities, but thankfully they could recover from it after a while. After a month of shutdown, they again start cultivating and selling betel leaves. For this, we choose a place outside our area. There we conducted our tradings with proper hygiene protocol. After that, we properly washed our hands with soap, soaked our feet in disinfected solution, and spread them before entering the punjis, explains Zidison. The education of Khasiya children was not much hampered compared to others, as a school used to function in two shifts, one in Khasiya language and another in Bengali. As the Khasiya language shift is facilitated by villagers themselves, they restart it after being closed for 2 months. But the Bengali shift is still closed in compliance with government rules. We suffer badly at times due to the poor condition of hilly roads and no electricity facilities. There are so many remote punjis where there are no modern facilities. People outside the community mocked us for such extreme restriction, but villagers ignored them. Our main objective was to protect the community people from the pandemic by applying our own indigenous knowledge and practices. All these efforts have enabled us, and the restriction will continue in the village as long as it's needed, he adds. Dealing with such climate like the pandemic is new. The pandemic has helped us learn lessons like how to maintain better relationship with each other, help the poor and helpless, or change our food habit if necessary. The main reason behind our initiative was that we did not want to lose anyone. We did not want any family to lose a loved one, and we were successful. Not a single life was lost during this pandemic, Zidison concludes.